Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to a higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Komar, and this is Mr. Joaquin Komar.
What's going on, guys?
So today, guys, let's talk about building a social network.
Okay.
So Joaquin and I have talked to you, you know, about our background. We've talked a little bit about if you're new to tech and if you ain't got no money, where to start. If you ain't got no money, right? If you don't have any money, you know, if you don't feel like you are tech knowledgeable, where to start in this industry. Another thing that we want to discuss right now is building your social network. I'm going to take it from a different angle because for those, I'm going to take it from those of you who are not necessarily social savvy. You don't necessarily have, you know, the LinkedIn platform. You might have an Instagram. You might have a TikTok, you know, for fun purposes, but not for business purposes, right? And much less a LinkedIn platform. But I want to go back kind of old school with a little bit. Your social network still, you know, in this day and age, the root of it can still be people you know, people you went to school with, people who you associate with, people who you are working with currently right now. You never know who knows who. You never know what positions or what, you know, new things people are trying to get involved in outside of their present, you know, seemingly primary source of income or job career. So you want to make sure you're networking where you're, you know, you're asking questions, you're talking to your warm market, you stay engaged, you bring up to them thoughts and ideas that, you know, you might be thinking about getting into the IT sector and getting into the world of IT, because you never know. They might have that same, you know, wish and dream. They might be already started in the process of doing boot camps or getting certifications. You never know, they might even have a degree somewhere along computer science or something like that. They can help you in your cause to go deeper into your right now lack of knowledge. If you're one of the people we're speaking to has lack of knowledge or lack of a network within the IT realm. Okay. So don't think that you have to go always into the latest technology if you're not currently there or currently positioned in it. Right. You can use your warm markets, your close friends, people in your proximity to talk to them and ask questions. And that's where you can start. All right. So Joaquin has a few things he can share with you. Some points that he has. That's my first point. Start with your warm market. Start with people you know. What's your point, Joaquin?
Yeah, for sure. So probably as far as if you do want to go the LinkedIn route, which eventually you probably will, a simple thing that you can do is just make sure that your photo on LinkedIn is up to date and professional. You don't necessarily want it to be, like you said, like your Instagram is more like the not professional kind most of the time. So, you know, you want to make sure you get a decent headshot. You don't necessarily have to, you know, go to the most expensive photographer for that. If you have a phone and a clean background, like up against the wall or something like that, just make sure that you look kind of fresh. You don't have like a decent shirt on or something like that. Have your hair decent, nice little smile, and you can use that as a headshot for your LinkedIn so that you don't look crazy. And then also to add to Mark's point, as far as networking, there's like networking events that you can go to that you can find meetups. If you look on, you like download meetups on like the Apple Store or whatever you have, you can find networking events. People in your friends, you know, they might have gone to some like network events where there's a lot of tech people there. You can exchange contact information, keep in touch with them, you know, let them know what you're doing. So, you know, there's a couple of ways as far as getting into networking events and also, you know, with your LinkedIn, just making sure that you have a decent picture, you know, so that you can, you know, show yourself in a professional manner.
No, he's absolutely correct. Thank you for that topic. Because you got to think, people, when you're in the social realm, that's like your first impression walking into a room, right? Because you're on the social network, you're getting seen throughout, you know, the internet. So, you know, people are seeing you for the first time, they will get turned off. Think about yourself. You get turned off and you see somebody's headshot or somebody's picture that you're like, eh, you know. That's why the dating apps don't do well, right? With the swipe left or swipe right.
Exactly. You only got one chance, so make it a good first impression.
Right. So exactly. So you like that's a great point. I know it might seem benign, but it is so important that that headshot, that person, that picture is inviting. It's professional. Even if it's still kind of like a homie shot, it still can be a professional homie shot. You know, like meaning that you don't have the suit and tie on. If you're a lady, you don't have the the work blouse on, or you can't see the full. You know, it's not a big, you can't see full body all the time, and they're clearly, but you don't have to be necessarily professional, but you just need to be clean and presentable, engaging, where someone feels like, oh yeah, that's somebody, that smile or that, that stance seems like, or that seating position seems like something that I will want to be engaged with. To go piggyback on my first point and what Keem said, there are meetup where, you can go, meetups in your local area. You can just type in meetup in my local area, job fairs type thing. City council meetings are still something you can go to. Networking is possible. One thing I always talk to people about, especially some of my employees or some of my job sites that we have, is I talk to them about making sure they get into some charity events, charity organizational events. That's a great place to meet people, especially if you're trying to network and you're trying to establish yourself as far as you need a job. Going to charity events is fantastic. A lot of CEOs, business owners, myself, we go to charitable events where if it's building a home, if it's food drive, if it's a clothing drive, if it's something local for the school, to do something for a school, because in that you get a ch like you're already in a altruistic state, and you get a chance to see someone being honestly themselves and generally themselves giving. And it's nice to see that, because most people don't do that, right? So, because all of us are so consumed with, hey, I'm out of a job, I need work, let me go to something that's going to, again, allow me to, network, and I need to get, but I don't want to give, right? So if you're willing to step out of the box and you're willing to go to something like a charity organization, charity event, that would be great for you, because that would be a great way to meet people, especially people who could actually put you in a position where you can be successful and get a career. Because a lot of CEOs, a lot of wealthy people go to those events and do those type of things. So that's one thing I wanted to give to you. Okay, guys. You had another one, Joaquin?
First of all, I never thought of that. I think like that definitely shows character. If you're in the job market, but you're at charity events and you're, talking to people and whatnot, like from a standpoint, from if you're like a CEO or a boss or something like that, and you're talking to somebody that is looking for a job, but they're like trying to give, I think that like that's beyond, sending out a good amount of emails to like hiring managers. Like you're doing something totally different that I've never heard that before. So I think that that's a good point. But next, to add to LinkedIn, another thing that you can do is your banner. So behind your profile page, you have like the banner. A good idea that you can do, especially if you're like it doesn't matter what you are, but you can put like the skills that you have, the skills that you know, on that banner. So if it's like, JavaScript, TypeScript, Python, you can make sure that you put, the names of those programming languages, or like icon for those programming languages, and put those in your banner, because as recruiters, come by, and that's the first thing that they see is your profile picture, your banner, and or your headline. They'll be like, oh, well, the job description that I'm looking for, it says JavaScript, Python, and blah, blah, blah. So like they'll be inclined to send you a message, saying, hey, I think you'd be a good fit. We're looking for this. I looked at your LinkedIn profile and blah, 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 blah. So just making sure that, it's kind of like in a website where they say, when people come to your website, you want to have certain things above the fold, and above the fold is like the bottom of this video here, right? Above the fold is something that you can see like when you first get to the website. So you want to make sure when people first get to your LinkedIn profile, that they can see not only just that picture, but also the banner, and it shows all the programming languages that you know. And then, what do you know? You get a message from a recruiter, you get an interview, hopefully you crush it, get a new job. So there you go.
That's perfect. No, you're absolutely correct. That banner is paramount. And I'm going to say this last point real quick, guys. All those are great points. I hope you got the use your warm market connection. His point about making sure your headshot is, you know, your profile picture is, you know, we call it, you know, old school used to be headshot, but profile picture is something clean, clear, professional. Making sure you go to charitable networking events. Because not only that, you're helping out the community, but I promise you, people are there that are higher up in positions because, you know, we have free time and we want to make sure we're actually, and I say free time, but our time is, you know, still valuable, but we like to give and we like to see people want to give, and having a conversation with someone in that environment is beautiful. Okay. And then like his last point, making sure that banner above the fold, making sure that's clean, it's clear. One other point I want to say on your LinkedIn specifically, and I heard this a while back and I heard it recently again from a young lady who was doing on social media. I forget her name, but she was talking about LinkedIn and she brought up a very good point. Doing away with fluff, people that don't add to your LinkedIn community, don't add to your professional community. So if you're on LinkedIn right now and say you got 200 people on there, and those 200 people are really just your homegirl, your homeboy, you know, people who are not in the same field, you're trying to pivot into something different, you know, it will behoove you to either let them go or create another page where it's a clean page. Say like you were a UPS driver recently, nothing wrong with that. But let's just say now you're looking to switch into getting into DevOps, right? And you are looking for a position as a DevOps engineer, right? You want to make sure now everything that's coming to you is along that field. You want to make sure conversations you're having, things that you're engaged in, the new latest, you know, certification on that level, the latest, you know, add-on to DevOps, whatever it might be. You want to be a part of those conversations. You don't want to be a part of the same conversations that pertain to UPS, right? Because you're no longer there. Not unless you already started talking to UPS, you know, tech department, and you're looking to get the job there. But most likely, everything that your feed is permeating and algorithm wise is things that are not going to be conducive to you trying to land a new position, right? Or even trying to stay with the new information you're trying to gain. So it's better for you to wipe your page clean or switch to another page, all right, and just start new. I know it might seem like that might be tedious. You might be being rude to somebody else. I would say it's not a matter of necessarily getting rid of your old page. I would just say start a new one with the new field, the DevOps lane you're going down with the clean, like he said, clean profile picture, clean header. That way you can get everything you need on that page. And people who are trying to find you won't see things, too, that are not conducive to, you know, representing the best light of what you're trying to show. You know what I'm saying? For your position. Exactly. All right. If that makes sense. What do you think about that, Joaquin?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense because, like, say you are looking for that new job, it might look kind of weird if you start, like, changing up your LinkedIn and putting, you know, I know, you know, this new technology, but you still work at UPS, your boss might say something like, yo, why are you changing up, like, your LinkedIn? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what are you into? So just to, you know, possibly get people off your back, you know, to get the stress off your back, it probably is a good idea to either make a new one, right? So that it aligns with what you're looking for, or if you want to, you could take the time to get rid of people who are, you know, not aligned with what you're looking for. That might take a little bit longer. So, but you know, do whatever is easiest, I guess, or most convenient for you. One, so that you don't get in trouble at your current job, and two, so that you can give yourself like a much easier path to get to the route that you want to get.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. So we just wanted to stop on here and talk to you real quick about that, you know, making sure your social network, whether it be on actual social outlets like LinkedIn primarily, because that's the business LinkedIn. We'll get later on into the TikTok and the Instagram. There are ways that you can approach that because you still can be a business professional because, again, everybody has their own lives and those are large platforms. And you do want to have a visibility level, if you will, within the reach on those platforms. You just don't want to you just don't want that to be the primary place that you're on because you will get overlooked because that's not a place where business professionals go, right? But you can create a lane. If like, for example, like you are like us, Higher Power Tech, and we're, you know, creating a podcast and we're creating content around the IT realm, that makes sense, right? So therefore, people can see us in a different way as far as, you know, when I'm representing my staffing firm and we go into companies, you know, if I want them to still be able to, you know, feel they get the level of professionalism by what we deliver, I still can have a page on Instagram where I'm discussing topics like what I'm discussing, right? If someone wants to go over there, but it's not my primary, right? But again, I keep it congruent with the structure of what I do as a businessman, where I'm not up there, you know, with my shirt off and I'm out here, you know, twerking and trying to dance. I'm not doing that, right? Because go ahead.
I was just going to say flexing for the gram.
Right. Because, you know, you remember how it was working when, you know, social media first came out. And even still to this day, honestly, in its own way, you know, people get caught up because they have these private lives that are still very public on their social platform. And yet it emerges over into their professional. And sometimes it gets murky, you know, like you were just saying about, like, if you're a UPS driver and your boss sees you trying to do something else, right? It can get murky, and there's no point in doing that, I think. But I think over the years, over the past, say, 2 or 3 years, especially since COVID, people realize they need to have some kind of continuity with all their, you know, outlets where they're delivering a certain level of professionalism, you know, uniformity, and not just trying to say, hey, you know, I go out with my, I turn up on the weekend, you know what I'm saying, which is cool. Ain't nobody saying don't turn up, but you shouldn't be having shots of Patron, you know, talking to the head. If you also trying to be a VP
right.
of machine learning for Meta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, just try to just kind of keep the two separate a little bit, you know what I'm saying? To just keep yourself safe, right? And, you know, if you are doing something crazy, make sure nobody's got their own camera.
Right. Don't do like Uncle Shay Shay.
Right. Keep yourself safe. Make sure that
right. Right. All right, guys. Elbach, anything you want to close my way?
No, man. You know, just take the time to, you know, make sure that you are seen the way that you want to be seen. Especially if you're, you know, trying to get that new job, you want to make sure that people are aware that you know certain technologies. So, you know, put yourself in the best position to do that. Clean up your LinkedIn profile, get the headshot or the profile picture ready. Put the technologies that you know on your banner. And we're going to go, once again, we're going to dive into this a lot more into our course, but those are just a couple of things that you can start to think about as you, you know, get ready to fix up your social profiles.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct. We are going to go, I mean, 10 times deeper, 10x deeper into what you can do, because it's a lot more in depth. That's going to allow you to position yourself extremely well in front of recruiters, in front of hiring managers, you know, even down to the text of how you separate your text and the clarity of how what you're writing and shortness and the brevity of that, but getting straight to the point, but enough to impact, you know, their attention. So we'll get into all of that, like he said, in the course. But we hope this helps you get started if you are wondering how to position yourself well. And that's about it. So we will catch up with you guys on the next episode. We want to say thank you for liking, subscribing, and commenting. Please continue to comment. We are getting to your comments, and we appreciate you guys. And we'll be in touch soon. Okay?
Be great, guys.